drink water while filming a video, good or bad? I'm joking, this is not the question of the day.
Welcome to the Social Media Love Podcast, where you will discover how to get more clients on social media with proven social selling strategies. And now, your host, social media marketing coach, influencer, speaker, and founder of Social Media Love, Angelique Binet.
Social media, love it or hate it? In a world where the average daily screen time is almost 7 hours a day, including social media, how can women entrepreneurs get a piece of this marketplace and finally fall in love with their fear of becoming visible, i.e. sharing their voice, ideas, stories, irresistible lucrative offers, beliefs, leadership and expertise with a community of like-minded individuals in a way that feels good, genuine and healthy? This show is exactly about this. Via storytelling, interviews and social media marketing tutorials, every week we add a piece to the puzzle. Welcome to Social Media Love Show and welcome to the conversation.
The question of the day is, buying subscribers, is it good or bad? I know you hear so much about that, oh, that's a fake account, they're buying subscribers. So today, what I'm promising to you is that we're gonna deep dive into that world of buying subscribers, what it means, what it could mean for you, should you do it or not. In case you don't know me yet, I'm Angelique Binet, I'm the founder of Social Media Love, and I help women entrepreneurs to fall in love with their fear of becoming visible while monetizing their message. When I say visible, I mean how to use your voice, your ideas, your stories, your beliefs, your irresistible offers, your leadership, and your expertise online. And every week, you have a new nugget from me, something I teach you that you can take whatever you want from it and implement it to your business. Now, if you don't want to miss the next one, make sure that you either subscribe to the podcast, to the YouTube channel, to the blog, because this is where those awesomeness things are landing on every single week. So I love to start with actually definition, what a subscriber is. So it's a person with two eyes, a brain and a heart who decide to take an action to subscribe to one of your channel. What are your channels? Most of them, if you're on social media to promote your business, you probably use Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, maybe you have a YouTube channel, maybe you have a podcast, maybe you have like social media and other platforms, a blog, you can get subscribers through a blog. So today we're gonna talk about how I see subscribers in the context of your social media ecosystem. And I'm gonna give you 3 points that you can think about for your business. So number one, and I'm gonna share the last one is the one I would recommend, okay? So the first one is yes, on Facebook, using the Facebook ad machine, there is a feature that helps you buy Facebook subscribers. So to grow your community, to have more fans, we used to call them fans, now we call them subscribers, or any other names, basically someone who like your page, okay? So you can use that, but here's the thing. When I do that for clients or organization I work with, the only reason I would use this is when and only when I am so in control of the audience I am talking to. Here's what I mean. So for example, if you are a coach or a consultant and you know that your blog has a lot of traffic, that every week people are really consuming the blogs or going from one page to another, like there is traffic going to your blog every week, then I would ask Facebook to show an ad to those people who are, you know, consuming your content, no matter what it is. So let's say it's a blog here. And I would say, hey guys, I know you love, you know, learning more about leadership. And so, every week I do a Facebook Live about that topic. Make sure you subscribe to my page, basically, because I don't want you to miss that. Because you know for sure that those people really, really enjoy your content. So that's when I would use the Facebook page like ad feature, because I would target only people who are really committed to my content. Because here's the thing, if you just invite the world, and believe me, I did that mistake once, way back then, I had actually to delete 2,000 people from my Facebook page, because if you just invite random people to become a fan or subscriber of your Facebook page, for example, and they subscribe, they don't do anything, they don't interact, they don't buy, then you are polluting your algorithm, and you only want to attract to your community online people who fit the profile. So this is why, again and again, I'm going to put the link to where to start with, you know, your ideal client profile, because this is going to help you target the right people online. It's the beginning of it. If you want to go deeper, you can also book a call with me, because this is exactly the work I do with my clients. So yes, you could use a like ad on Facebook, but only when you target specific people that you know are already your people. There are different type of subscribers in terms of level of pounds or the heavyweight, okay? So number one, you can find clients even when you have a smaller community. So I would say, don't buy subscribers just to grow. Just when it makes sense. Because if you already have subscribers, then, you know, it can work for you. Because the name of the game, the heavyweight in the subscriber world, is the number of subscribers you have in your email list. So, yes, it's amazing to have subscribers on social media for social proof, but it's even better, or more, I would say, profitable for you to get people from social media to your email list. So if you hear that emails are done, this is not a fact. For a fact, a lot of people, you know, they get to know you on social media. They learn even more from you when they download your freebie, attend your webinars, especially if you're a coach or a consultant or service-based entrepreneur. And then they land on your email list because they want to keep in touch with you and all the stuff you do. So this is why I say there is, you know, there is a heavy and lighter weight in subscribers. And if as a consultant myself, I really focus on the people who want to subscribe to my email list, which gonna actually bring me to the third point. So I want you to think, okay, let's maybe figure out, you know, who are your people online? How many do you have on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, check, and then check your email list. Do you have an email list? And how many people are there? And how many of those social media people who already subscribed to you could become an email subscriber, right? So that would be the point number two that I want you to spend time. You note the number of subscribers you have everywhere on social media. And then you check how many of them or how many are on your email list. If you have one, if you don't, then you open an email list today in MailChimp, ActiveCampaign, whatever. There are so many providers. They're kind of all doing the same thing. I personally use MailChimp and ActiveCampaign, so up to you. And here we go. Now I'm gonna share the way I love to acquire new potential clients. And it's through what we call lead generation ads. So don't get freaked out by the name. If you hear client acquisition, lead generation, those words are kind of in the same world. So it's basically how much you're ready to pay a platform, a social media platforms, to get that social media platform open the door to people who fit the type of people you try to attract in your business. Okay, so you can do that on mostly all the platforms. Here's the one I love to use right now because it's really performing so well for small and bigger organization I work for. So I love Facebook lead ads. So Facebook has inside their ad machine, they have actually a lead ad that you can kind of ask people to give you their email in exchange of a freebie. So a freebie is like it could be a PDF, a free consultation, something usually that is free that help people in in terms of what they're looking for. You know, when you are stuck, whether it's with your professional or personal life, you're looking for solution on Google, on YouTube, how to, blah, blah, blah. And then, so I want you to go back to people who, when they approach you for the first time, what are they looking for? What do they want? And maybe there is a little piece of something they really want that you could give them for free that would make a big difference in their life and that they would get as a freebie in exchange of an email. So you can use Facebook and other social media platforms to do that. I like the Facebook machine because it's very powerful to do that. And then, so if you know, for example, that let's say, I don't know, maybe you're a coach, yoga coach, for example, or healthy living coach. So maybe what people really want to know is, you know, what type of yoga mat you need when you start, or what type of shoes you need when you run. And maybe you have a checklist of the top 5 brand yoga mat that you recommend to your clients that you give for free. Or what is a playlist that, I don't know, like whatever people are asking you the most often, make it a PDF or a free video or any type of things that it could be also a free webinar, that you know it's a question that is always coming back. And it's usually something that they want. And then once you give that to them, it really makes a difference. They already see the results an hour after implementing what you give them, so that they want more from you. Because for free stuff, you know, yesterday again, I was talking to a friend of mine. She's in the knitting world. And, you know, through the pandemic, she discovered a lot of all over the world coaches for knitting. And then she did, you know, many free programs with them online. And now she's buying their programs, the ones that are not free, because she had the experience of, you know, playing with their free content. That was amazing. She did amazing knitting experiences. So now she wants to go beyond and she's ready to buy. So that's the same with you. As a coach, no matter what your expertise is, what is the free thing you could give that is so much value, right? And then in exchange, people can give you their email, and then you're gonna grow your email list. So that's kind of opening the entrance door to your world. I hope this helps. Let me know in the comments. So now you have the 3 points that I really pointed out, because I want you to think like a marketer. And if this speaks to you, or if you have more questions after hearing this tutorial, make sure you ask them in the comments, or you get a link around this video so that we can book a call to see, you know, if that's something you want to put in place for your business. In the meantime, I want you to download the actually ideal client worksheet that's gonna help you figure out, you know, who am I talking to? What do they really want? And how do they ask me that? Okay, so this is around this video. So that's my freebie to you. And then that will allow you actually to become a member of my email list so that I can send you every week the new tutorials. I can give you the next offer I have. I can introduce you to other amazing women entrepreneurs. Well, we are together. Once you are on my email list, we are here for life until you unsubscribe if you don't like it. Ciao, ciao.
You've been listening to the Social Media Love Podcast from Angelique Binet. If you want to grow your product or service business with social media, visit socialmedialoveab.com.